Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Ukrainian community saddened by Russian-inspired graffiti at its church downtown. There is no place in Greater Sudbury for hate, said the pastor of St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church. Pastor Peter Bidnar said his church was vandalized over the weekend. The letter Z was spray-painted on the wall of the church, as well as on two bronze plaques that are very important to the Ukrainian community here in Greater Sudbury, he said. The Z mark has been painted on Russian tanks and military vehicles. There is widespread speculation on its meaning, with the Russian Defense Ministry reporting that Z stands for Za Pobedu, for victory. It has become a symbol of support for Russia and its invasion of Ukraine, which is why Bidnar and the Ukrainian community express sadness at the vandalism. It's a symbol of Russian power over Ukraine, said Bidnar. In North America, it is now recognized as standing with Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. The graffiti was noticed after ecumenical services on Sunday following a rally on Notre Dame to show support for the war-torn country. People are very sad and frustrated, said Bidnar. In this community, there is no place for hate like that, especially at a church of all places. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Just months after last shake-up, more resignations and appointments on Laurentian board. There has been a shake-up in Laurentian University's Board of Governors for the second time in 4 months. This as Laurentian continues to undergo court-supervised insolvency restructuring under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or CCAA. 6 members of the board have departed, and 3 have been newly appointed. Judy Gougeon, Vernon Cameron and David Harquail join the Board of Governors, bringing expertise and skills necessary to advance the university's transformation plan, said a press release issued Thursday. Departing members include Maxim Jean-Louis, Kathy Modesto, Brian Montgomery, Guy Labini, Jerry Bilodeau, and Debbie Nicholson. On behalf of Laurentian's Board of Governors, I am pleased to welcome our new governors, who bring exceptional experience to this board, said Jeff Bangs, interim chair, Laurentian University Board of Governors, in the press release. Read the full story here. Antiviral treatments, PCR testing expanding to more high-risk people as Ontario endures sixth wave. Access to the gold standard PCR tests and COVID-19 antiviral treatments is expanding. Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore made the announcement today. It was the first time he's talked publicly since early March. Earlier this year, the province limited access to the PCR tests when the lab capacity was being overwhelmed during the fifth wave of the pandemic driven by the Omicron variant. Effective today, more higher-risk groups are eligible to be tested and assessed for antiviral treatments, such as Paxlovid. Anyone who's eligible for an antiviral assessment is also eligible for a PCR test. The number of pharmacies dispensing Paxlovid is increasing. The full list will be available here on Wednesday, April 13 at 8 a.m. Read the full story and watch the video here. Body of missing man found off Fairbanks Lake Road. Greater Sudbury Police said they have found the body of missing 25-year-old Thomas Rogers. Police said that around 5 p.m. on April 10, a community member found a body in a wooded area off of Fairbanks Lake Road. Members of the patrol operations and detectives from the Major Crime Section of GSPS, Criminal Investigation Division, attended the scene along with members of the forensics unit. It has been confirmed that the deceased man is 25-year-old Thomas Rogers, said GSPS in a news release. We are working in collaboration with the coroner's office in relation to his death. At this time, no foul play is suspected. GSPS offered condolences to the man's loved ones. Sudbury Road Builder snags Highway 11 to 17 4-lane project. Sudbury headquartered Terra North Construction and Engineering has been awarded a $107 million contract to continue with the ongoing twinning of Highway 11/17 between Thunder Bay and Nipigon. The project covers a 14.4 kilometers stretch just east of Highway 587 towards Nipigon. 2 new bridges, one eastbound, one westbound, will be built over the Pearl River, along with some culvert work at Oyster Creek, drainage improvements and new lighting at various municipal road intersections. Construction starts this fall and wraps up sometime in 2026. Road construction to expand Highway 11 to 17 to 4 lanes began in 2010. Once this particular section of road is finished, The government said 72 of the 106 kilometers on this part of the Trans-Canada Highway, between Thunder Bay and Nipigon, will be four lanes. Read the full story here. Franco Music Archivists Guy and Pierret Madore presented with Le Prix de Nouvelle Ontario Envoy d'Evasion, the first event that Francophone Music Festival La Nuit sur les Tongs has been able to host since the beginning of the pandemic, was an opportunity for musicians and fans alike to come together and celebrate not only Francophone music and culture, but also, the keepers of it. That's why, at the April 2 show, La Nuit sur les Tongs presented the Le Prix de Nouvelle Ontario to the Madores, Guy, and his beloved late wife, Pierret. Created in 1983, the Award of Excellence recognizes an artist's body of work and contribution to Francophone arts and culture in Ontario and is presented to those who have significantly contributed to the Francophone culture and community. Past winners include Denise Truax of Francophone Publishing House Editions Prize de Parole, Eileen Gravel, a well-known educator who was instrumental in leading the theatre troupe Les Dravers, as well as Jean Ethier Blaise, a Sturgeon Falls-born writer, literary critic and professor of French literature at McGill. For decades, Verna resident Pierret Madore and her husband, Guy, chronicled the birth and growth of Ontario's unique Francophone music culture, and did so by spending as much time on the road as touring musicians, collecting ticket stubs, newspaper articles, photos and anything else they could put together. Their souvenir collection has become, at last estimate, between 150 and 175-inch binders, not just the Madores' life's work, but that of just about every Francophone musician to ever perform in Ontario. Read the full story here. Mostly sunny with a high of 12 today. Expect a high of 12 for your Tuesday under mostly sunny skies. Clouds should begin to roll in over the morning, so a mix of sun and cloud is possible for the afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 20 kilometers per hour early in the afternoon. The UV index will be 5, or moderate. Tonight, the mercury will fall to 1 degree with a 60% chance of showers or flurries.